so gross. It's disgusting.
I want to see how, tender I can get with her new mics.
It's definitely coming in.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome to the Popular Parallax, now with sound.
2.7.
That's right.
We have a whole new setup that is so exciting and foreign looking to me. I have no idea. There's 700 buttons that Jerrica is madly DJing as we go through. And I'm so excited. This is so great. Thank you for sticking with us through our sound issues. We're hoping that this is going to be the last major upgrade we need to make. And we got new mics, we got a mixer, Jerrica got a new computer.
It's been a journey.
It's been a podcast makeover.
Makeover, 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 makeover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For you and me.
What a topic.
What?
Movies love makeovers.
Do they? See, I don't think... I've never seen a movie, so I wouldn't know.
You're perfect for this job. I think, actually, movies, television, society in general, we love to think to ourselves that a makeover is actually going to change your life.
It's going to be the thing you were looking for, the thing to make everything better.
Right.
And we just... Yeah, it's shown numerous times on films to kiss me under the moonlight, money by me to some fucking sixpence none the poorer shitty song.
I forgot all about them. Thanks for bringing that right
kiss
back.
Kiss me. Oh yeah, she's all not that.
No, I
didn't. She's not that.
I never saw She's All That either.
Don't. Just watch Not Another Teen Movie.
It's bullshit.
It's so bad.
When did that movie come out?
That would be late 90s, early aughts.
Okay, let me
see the exact date. I blocked most of his out because Rachel Lee Cook is not a great actor. Neither is Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie. That might have been the last thing he ever did.
Where is he now? Gosh.
Bringing up Buffy's kids.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
Yeah. Hey, they stayed married.
And they did.
To do that, somebody has to be less famous than the other one.
You're right. You're right. They were in those great Scooby-Doo movies together.
I think, actually, that might have been his...
I think that put the nail
his career
coffin.
Ender. Yeah, because they were terrible. Because she barely survived that.
Yeah.
Because what's she doing now? She's had a lot of times to bat.
You just
right?
waiting for that 20-year Buffy reunion, probably? I don't know.
Yeah. She's had a lot of series, but they usually don't go that great.
No.
She's limited.
Yeah. And because she's also not a super strong actor. Cruel Intentions, great.
Well, she was iconic as Buffy, it was this is the part you're born to play.
It's always
it's a Captain America situation,
exactly.
Right? Where you're like, this is perfect, but who knows what happens after that.
Exactly. Everything's just got shades of Buffy.
Right.
So she needs a makeover.
Maybe she did. Maybe she needed a full transformation.
Yeah.
Shaved head. I don't know.
Yeah.
But sometimes that works for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, it really does.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it.
When did the common idea of makeovers in movies start? Do you think that was the 90s? Do you think that was...
No, I think it was Pygmalion.
You are so right. What am I talking
about?
It's
like a black and white movie.
My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my
then
God.
My Fair Lady, which was even
right.
more...
Oh, was Pygmalion
the
movie?
Pygmalion is the first... It's a black and white.
Oh.
And it's not a musical.
Yeah.
But My Fair Lady was the musical, color, more annoying, but far more popular version of that movie. Pygmalion, I think it's better acted.
Sure.
It's better... But I mean, it's... it still hinges on this, like, I'm going to take a trash woman and transform her into a society woman, and then I'm going to have her fall in love with me.
And then I'm going to have
her. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fuck, yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. Well, in My Fair Lady, who should she have gone with? Jeremy Brett. But instead, she goes with the dumb professor.
Yeah.
I'd always go with Jeremy Brett.
I know you would.
Yeah. And he was singing.
Yeah.
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 Little baby Jeremy Brett was very handsome.
Very. Yes, he was. Yeah, he was.
More than the guy. And she's like, eh.
Was that Rex Harrison? I have none of my facts straight today, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think
It was Rex Harrison.
Was it?
Yes.
No wonder I didn't want her to go.
Professor Henry Higgins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a tale as old as time.
I guess
but
you're right.
Movie-wise, this is where it starts to come into play.
Totally.
Because, I mean, think of, like, things like Cinderella.
Yeah. Or Emma, which is
sure.
All, you know. You're right, yeah. You're right. Oh, my God. As long as there were homely women, there were shitty men to make them feel bad enough about themselves
well,
to let them
give
them a makeover.
The interesting underlying message to me, actually, is that all women are actually beautiful.
Yes. Yes, no, you're right.
But
you're
they're not
going
to be paid attention to unless they're whored up to the nines.
Slap
Other
a little blue
that,
eyeshadow
if not,
on.
You're garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you're wearing very expensive clothing.
Yeah. Or you're wearing glasses. Just take the glasses off.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is she?
Yeah, did it for Clark Kent.
Did it for, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
That's all he needed.
That's all he had to do. To and then people were like, who's that nerd who weighs like 250 pounds of muscle? But what a nerd.
Nerd. You're right. It is always, you know, and that's the theme of, you know, you just gotta, the beauty's on the inside and you just have to see it for yourself. Mm. Unfortunately, it does always take a man usually to show it to them, which is...
Usually, what I noticed, because we were talking about how in the 80s and then in the 90s and odds, like 80s were huge for makeovers. When it turns into like girls helping girls, or then it's supposed to be like a step up.
Mm-hmm.
In some movies, it came across okay, but then in some, it's still the same thing. For example, like A Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
I fucking hate The Breakfast Club. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But that's a big... Like, some of these movies, if you go back and watch it today, I guarantee it's not going to go over as well with you. When you watched it, when you were younger or a kid, when these things came out, when this shit was, like, seemed fine... But when you watch it now, you're like, oh, wait, they're completely belittling her identity so she can get a guy.
Oh, man. And that's the thing. Even a lot of the times you're right, when it's women helping women, it's still through the male gaze.
Yeah, because suddenly the man's like, oh, wait, now she's hot.
Yeah. Whoa, Allie,
because
she...
Because I wasn't taking any notice of her personality either way. I don't care. That's what I get.
Totally.
But then other movies, like in Clueless, I found it quite amusing.
Yeah.
I've got an idea. Let's do a makeover. No.
No.
Oh, come on, let us. Cher's main thrill in life is a makeover, okay? It gives her a sense of control in a world full of chaos.
Please.
Sure. Why not? Shit, you guys. I've never had straight friends before.
What a perfect explanation for all makeovers is the illusion that it is fixing your horrible life.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That's very true. That's very, very true.
That's why it's a great movie.
It is. Yeah, Clueless is great.
That's up there.
Hadians.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's... And that is one of the greatest makeover, when they're washing all that, like, red dye out of her hair.
Never had straight friends before.
Brittany Murphy, fuck.
God.
Love her. Oh,
I loved her. I loved her with a couple of pounds on her and just kicking it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. She gets
great times.
Another pseudo makeover in Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And again, surrounded by queers. Oh, my God. She is a queer icon for the ages. So it's
tough.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
We'll get you there,
Hannah. Yeah. I just think there's a lot of movies that are almost the same movie. And that's, you know, like in those 80s, you know, one that stands out for me was Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
So you have the bored housewife who is having sort of a relationship of just like watching and being a creep with this woman she's fascinated with, who is Madonna.
Oh, okay.
But playing somebody else, but she's fully playing herself. That's always the only movie she's ever gotten good reviews in.
Sure.
Desperately Seeking Susan made people think Madonna was going to be a movie star, but then it didn't work out, because she's actually very bad.
Right.
But
right.
in this, she was just Madonna.
Right.
And she wasn't big enough yet to be such... I imagine her to be somewhat difficult.
Oh!
Just in my imagination, everybody. But maybe not quite as much at this point.
Sure, that was pretty early in her
career,
right?
Oh yeah, it's like, get into the groove, it's all her lace and her trinkets all over and the boho thing and everything.
Yeah.
So this woman sort of becomes her, and it's this whole... And this was like one of the like top 10 best movies of the year. Like, it got really good reviews. Watch it now. Some of the magic's gone.
Ugh.
But it is a little different level of your normal makeover. Because it's self-inflicted, mm-hmm. and there are all kinds of, like, psychological problems worked into this, where it's just like, this is going to fix my life to become another person.
Yep.
With clothes.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
works somewhat, but of course not completely.
Yeah. That's what I think is important, is when you get things like Grease, or when you get things, like, you know, where it's like, just change yourself entirely, and then your life's going to be great.
Yeah.
But then you don't see that Sandy and Danny don't end up together. He's probably half gay. She definitely discovers some things about herself in that funhouse that she didn't know. That relationship does not last. Also, they died because they flew into the fucking sun in a car. I don't know. That movie is weird. But when you get movies like Desperately Seeking Susan, or I'll offer Muriel's Wedding, where it is for herself, and it's a gradual thing, but then she realizes that that's not really what she was
looking
for.
It didn't work.
No. It's not about being... someone else entirely. It's about finding happiness within herself. Oh, fuck, I love Muriel's Wedding. That's
a great movie.
Such a great movie.
Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, yes! That is a fantastic
The sister
movie.
Yeah. Or Australians acting insane and backwards, like they do in real life. It's taken from life.
Yeah, it's upside down.
It's when you have your makeover, and the makeover's done, and you're like, that's still incredibly tacky. But they love it. They're like, it's perfect. Just
I'm crying.
Yeah. They turn into vanity, and they go on their merry way.
I was just listening to her this morning. Yeah. So my Australian dialect is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you watching her cut her own hair? And you're like, what? No.
I was listening to the whimsically.
Oh, I just watch her Insta stories like
it's
movies.
A gem.
Yeah. Speaking of Desperately Seeking Susan, like that's she's living that life. Like she's getting into the groove. Like every day I'm just like just out and about doing wigs.
Yeah.
Cutting her own hair, doing nails.
Did she just do stories of like her cutting her own hair?
She did the other day.
Oh my
God. She's like, I'm gonna fix this. And then she's like, well, it kind of looks the same. Like, I wasn't scared because she's so good. That I was like, it's gonna be fine. But her hair's so crazy anyway. Oh, like, her real hair is so crazy anyway.
Like, yeah.
She's like, I just want to look less like a 70s pedophile. And then she's like, well, now it's more. Oh, well.
It's all right.
Yeah. But that's the kind of person who is not afraid of topical transformations because I think they know it means nothing.
Exactly. It's an illusion.
It's
all outward facing. It has nothing to do with what's inside.
Yeah, so do whatever you want.
Exactly.
But don't think that it's going to be like, this is serious? Mm-hmm. Now my life is different from this day forward.
And so the movies that kind of comment on that are fun as well, like Miss Congeniality, where you get... I'm throwing you lots of stuff that I know you're... Whoa.
Oh, Sandra.
Which is great because they explicitly show that, we're deliberately changing the outside of her, but it's who she is, again, on the inside, that is going to fucking solve this case, that is going to catch Candace Bergen in the act.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I love that movie,
too. Wasn't there a sequel? Was it that?
Yeah,
was
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you didn't even see it?
No.
But it had, like, the same people and stuff. So
yeah.
So at least it wasn't, like, a Grease 2.
Grease
who?
Grease why?
Yeah. All different actors that are sort
Michelle
of...
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't
Michelle.
Seen that either.
Yeah.
But I've heard... Some people swear that that's a better movie than Grease.
Is it?
You don't agree.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just know that I'm just like, how?
Yeah.
How can you build trash off of trash and then say this trash is better?
Because they gave that trash a makeover.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle is sexier. There's no question. Sorry, Olivia.
Sorry.
Like, she was like a stick of gum.
Yeah.
And she's pretty.
Absolutely.
But she's not that sexual.
No, no.
Like, have you seen Xanadu? Yikes.
No. I've never been that high.
That, I think, that everyone should sit through I'm, that. Yeah, just for I the should. Horror. But also, you're like, what, Gene Kelly is in this? Like, it's
what?
Yeah, because it's this roller skating fantasy.
It's a musical.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a couple of numbers where you're like, wow, so much roller skating. And then, but then in the middle, you're like, kill me.
Where is the story?
Yeah.
Where is any Where's semblance anything? Of plot?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But she, I never found her, like, sexy.
No.
It's like a Jennifer Aniston syndrome. Like, she's very pretty, but not sexy.
That's
and there's so
funny.
Many
yeah.
people who are kind of funny looking and yet also kind of sexy. Like Kylie.
Sure, sure.
Little, and I'm not, I don't mean ugly.
No.
I mean not a Barbie doll.
Yeah, not
But they're
perfect.
Just exuding
yeah.
sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I
yeah.
mean Madonna.
God, no one can exude sex
that
more than
gorgeous,
Madonna.
Gorgeous, right?
No,
but
really not.
Very sexy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she figured that out real quick.
What was it? I think Cher said about Madonna. She's like, she's not that good looking. She's not very talented, but she's made an empire.
Yeah.
So you've got to give her that. Oh my God, Cher.
I feel like only Cher would feel safe saying that.
Sure, like you, and like it's a compliment.
Because even Lady Gaga, she dances around it. She's like, we do different things. And I'm
yeah.
like, even though she must be like enraged when people say like, oh, it's just like Madonna. She's like, yeah, except Madonna didn't play 12 instruments. You know what I mean? Like that's her thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, it's like, yeah, there are similarities.
For
but
sure, for
I
sure.
I do think that she's more talented. When you get down to bass talent.
Gaga?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madonna didn't do half that shit. And now she's been an actor in a movie and has been good.
Oscar
so Madonna's
for
gonna.
First... Well, at the Oscars, there was a picture of Madonna like cradling Lady Gaga. And
sure,
I was like,
now she's
yeah,
trying,
now she's getting
she,
on the
she's
bad
She's just
wagon.
Sucking the life out of her.
After
yeah.
all the shady shit that she did with like Express, she did that tour where she did like an
she's
Express
redactive.
Yourself. Look it up. She
what
did
a...
this tour where she did like
such
a.
Such a cunt.
Oh, such a. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's. No, I think is like putting it.
That's putting
lightly.
It kindly.
Yeah, yeah. But she did on tour. She did a mashup of "Express Yourself" and "Born This Way" to show that they're essentially the same song, and
mm-hmm.
it was like ripped off. And
yeah,
like, Jesus,
they are.
You're grown.
Yeah,
like you're.
But it's just like everybody knows that.
That's the
like
thing.
To point it out makes you look.
Yeah.
Kind of dumb.
Take the compliment for the fact that she clearly gleaned inspiration from you, and make another album.
Yeah. But she also, I mean, to me, a lot of Lady Gaga stuff, especially the early stuff, I'm like, this is a rhythmic song.
Yeah.
And you don't see Lennox being like, hey, everybody, remember me? I was better than her. And you know what? She was better than her at almost everything.
Oh, sure.
But you don't have, it's just like, I made my money.
Mm-hmm.
What's done is done. And if you think what I did is cool, then good for you.
Yeah. Which is crazy because Madonna, there that clearly speaks to some insecurity. A huge
oh,
level of
think?
Insecurity.
Yeah.
But that
why?
Surprises me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, Madonna.
Who
desperately
Patti LuPone
seeking
also called
Madonna.
A movie killer.
Oh,
dead
hi-yo.
Behind the eyes.
Oh.
Patti LuPone, also difficult.
Also true. Yeah.
So maybe her career needs a makeover.
Well, she keeps trying, but I really think the day is done.
I
but
think,
she won't allow that.
Oh,
like, she's already, she's coming out with a new thing.
She
it's
has
some
a new
kind of
single.
Lady X or. And I'm just like, oh,
Madam
stop,
X,
stop
right.
being, stop doing this, so painful. Like, I don't know. She's in her 50s. You outlived Michael, so you won. Just take it easy.
I don't know if it was a competition.
I think it was.
Really?
I mean, not to live. I mean, I don't
Maybe,
think
No, but career,
but
you
were,
really think?
They were like, boom. They
really?
Were like the king and the queen of everything.
Uh-huh.
And she won. And I say that. Being a big fan of him,
mm-hmm.
but he fell down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
just did.
In a lot of ways,
she
yeah.
won. So it's just like, enjoy your hugely triumphant career and fucking relax.
Yeah, really.
Somebody like her, Annie Lennox, David Bowie, queens of transformation.
That's the thing, is
and
yeah.
And that's doing it smart.
Mm-hmm. Because she's made over her image so many
yeah.
times. Successfully. Like,
yes.
you think about from like a version to Ray of Light, like.
Yeah.
That's a huge,
yeah.
and those are probably a decade apart.
Yeah, but like I always think of Madonna most iconically with like the short blonde hair, the cone bra, and
yeah.
she was ripped. Like she was like a small man.
Yeah.
She was so muscular and
Just
everything.
Just dance her face off.
Yeah,
24/7.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it with the whole voguing thing
yeah.
and everything. But she had like 10 other periods. Yeah. Like the whole Spanish thing, and she had all these things she went through.
Yeah.
But I think that especially pop stars, far more than actors, have to do that to stay fresh and relevant each time. And Bowie really started that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Like, he was Ziggy Stardust, uh-huh. and then he was the White Duke, and then it kept changing and changing, and even in the 90s when he was getting a bit older, he was a serious, like, punk look with the Great Britain leather jacket, and
right.
he went through all of these different, literal different personas. And I think that's what...
is required?
It helps. I mean, I think the stuff still has to be good.
Oh, for
sure. But I think that also put the idea into other pop stars. Like, when I come out with a whole new album, a new thing, I have to be different in mm-hmm. some way.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because the Eurythmics definitely were on that. Mm-hmm. Madonna was on that big time. She, she did that as well. Like, every new album, it was a whole new storyline.
Sure.
And she had a whole new look.
Yeah. I think that's very smart. I think that you also risk kind of playing your hand too quickly. Because I look at artists like Christina Aguilera.
Sure.
Who kind of ran the gamut of genres and reinventing herself, I think, a little too
really
quickly.
Really fast.
Yeah. Like, she is an amazing artist, great singer. But she, it seemed like every year she's putting in a new album. And it was a whole
new thing.
Yeah. Like, Genie in a Bottle to Dirty. Then we get into, like, her...
That was an unfortunate period. Holger. You love Piss. I was like, not really. I don't love this. I mean, I know she was like, I'm Britney, but real. And I'm like, too real.
Nugger. See, but then Britney didn't do that. She kind of upped
her.
Never changes.
Same five notes in every song.
I would argue has had more longevity and staying power than Christina Aguilera.
Which is tragic, because obviously, talk about the one who's not as talented.
Oh.
But she, you know what? She was, that was a presence thing. Mm. Christina never had the presence or the personality. And I mean, Britney's as dumb as a fucking rock, but she has something.
Yeah.
She has a presence.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhat diminished now. I feel like she's not as present as she once was, whether it's a drug thing or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But when she had it, it was real. And you could not take your eyes off of her.
True enough.
With the shitty singing. But she was an entertainer.
Yes.
And Christina had this killer voice. But I didn't... She was just this non-presence in a way.
Yeah. That's very apt, for sure.
And that's why she kept pushing it with all these looks and all these things going, look at me.
Yeah.
Because of this insane competition of what she must see as this giant fat rock just doing upper body dancing and not even moving her legs. Yeah.
That one octave that she just
she has that one low three notes that they write all of the songs the same so that she can use those three notes to their best ability.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't know the... Yeah, I doubt Britney writes half her songs, Whereas I do know that Christina has a bigger hand in writing and all that. Whereas I think Britney rolls up to the studio with her Starbucks, spits a line, and then goes back to bed. Sorry, girl, get out of that
Finch
conservatorship.
Mama's prying board. She's going to work today.
So yeah, it's interesting to see makeovers in real life,
how it compares.
Yeah, how in movies and stuff, they're always built up to be this thing.
Yeah,
that in real life it's just...
Now what about something like, I always, there's also the newer movies that put a comment on it, like the Hunger Games, where they're like, we're gonna dress you up, you're gonna be elegant. She's like, ugh.
I'm just a dirty girl from District 12.
Exactly.
I just wanna go hunting.
But then by a miracle, she's actually very glamorous Jennifer Lawrence.
Isn't that so lucky that the lead of those novels and films was just happened to be gorgeous?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's new, like, juvenile fiction, they wanna make sure that you do get that is not going to change anything, and it's very shallow and bad.
Yeah, she's still
just going. It's going the other way.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, too.
It is. Well, and I think that just reflects the modern acceptance of body image and the push towards, you don't have to change for a man, for someone else. It's there is a lot more focus, I think, especially with young people, on character, on this personality on, you know,
dress. I think we like to think that.
Well, yeah,
you're probably, I think the messages they're getting now are, like, insanely confusing.
Must be, yeah.
Because you get your Hunger Games stuff, which is great, but you're getting subliminal messages from everywhere that you still really should look good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're still obsessed with makeovers. Like, the makeovers rolling into, like, the makeovers of reality television have never been more.
Yeah.
It's exploding. With a thing like Netflix, they're just like, what can we pull up and bring back to life?
So, okay, then how do you feel Queer Eye fits into the whole makeover idea?
A lot of these reality makeover shows, mm-hmm. I get pulled both ways.
Uh-huh.
Like, certainly, I keep waiting for Netflix to reanimate the corpse of What Not to Wear, which was the similar show in popularity that was on. It was more often it was for women. It was okay. I mean, the hosts were sort of there to be pricks.
They were mean. They weren't nice people.
You could tell that right off the bat. They did their best to help these people, but it was always just like, look at this sad sack, and now everything's gonna be fine. And that show was really like that.
Yes.
A lot. And it was just like, no, she's still a mess. She just has a nice dress to
wear. Put on a blouse.
Like, yeah, she put on a blouse. Like, yeah. Or if they weren't messes, I would resent it even more, because I'd be like, this is a fucking doctor. Why don't you fucking fuck off and don't criticize what she's wearing jeans and a ratty t-shirt every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a chance for your friends to gang up on you, film you, and then humiliate you at a party. Like, it was very bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'd go through their whole closet
and pull out, like, every single
everything,
fucking thing.
Everything. Wow, why the fuck did you think this would look good on you, you piece of shit? You have no fucking taste.
They put them into the closet with all the mirrors all the way around. These poor women would fucking traumatized.
Because
you do look fat from the back. Like, there's a reason we don't see that part.
And like,
like, it was, and they'd come in, they'd like put their arm around her and be like, hey.
You see what we mean?
I was like, whoa. And shows like that, like, I was like, okay, at least it's a woman and a man. So I'd sort of let it, it's like, okay, but I gotta tell you, like, show, it's so funny because so here's my inner battle that's happening all the time in Jerrica's world, and that's why I'm so angry and mean.
Okay.
So you have a show like Queer Eye, and I'm talking the first Queer Eye, because I remember when that came on, it was like, wow, mm-hmm. and there's these gay guys are on TV, and it was pretty, you know, unusual. Mm-hmm. Actually, I shouldn't say that, it was very unusual.
Yeah.
But me watching as like a tween or early teen or whatever, I was just like, I don't want these gays helping these men. That many of the men had a certain level of, and we didn't say privilege then, but you'd still see they had a step up in life. They have a full home. They have two kids. They have a wife. And they're like, duh, I don't know how to dress. And these queers are like, let us help you. And it's like, no, don't help him. Don't help him. He doesn't need you. He doesn't deserve your help. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that, and I mean, it's not that these guys necessarily were like homophobes, because they want the show to go well. They don't want these guys to be like, who are they? But it's sometimes it got in on an edge on that, which is just like, you guys, like, what? Like, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's not so much that they're trying to show like a cross-cultural exchange. And I get that.
Yeah.
But sometimes the people who are getting help, I just thought, there's like, why don't you help some other queers who are down?
Sure.
Because they need help more. And I don't mean just help getting a nice shirt, but they would like renovate a room, or they would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, help someone else. So then, so you have a show like that where I'm sort of like pissed on behalf of the queers. But then you had a show like, remember that? I don't know if you remember this. There was a show with a guy called Gok Won.
I don't know.
He was this Asian British guy.
Okay.
And he would like, his whole thing was like making over women. And he was really nice, like this super flaming, faggy guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
These huge glasses. That was his thing. I think he's still around, but his show isn't on anymore. I would get very upset watching this show because he would always be like, you know what's really good for your posture? Heels. And we got to get you in these heels. We got to do this and get your boobs up there. And I would just be like, hey, fucker, why don't you fuck right off? Like, so then I would be angry on behalf of the women. And I'd be like, why are you letting this fucking asshole tell you how your boobs should look?
Yeah.
Because he's gay. So that's a pass, right?
Sure, yeah.
These shows sometimes. Now, the new Queer Eye, they've recognized some of these things and they've tried, I think, to correct some of these things. Like, they help some women.
Mm-hmm.
They do help some queer people. Like, they helped that trans man.
Yeah.
That was an interesting episode. But they still have these guys in there that are these married doofuses who have a full house and nothing is that wrong with their life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is this guy getting a whole new wardrobe and, like, his whole house renovated?
Yeah.
For being a dope.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what
I mean? And I think they did that for some of the old viewers who were like, I want to see this queer, straight, cross thing happening. But to me, I don't really want to see that.
Yeah.
Even though we need that cross thing. But I mean, I liked it in the episode with, like, the black woman and her church. And at the end, we're doing the whole sermon about we shouldn't hate gay people. And I'm like, that was powerful. And those are people have to see that show in a lot of parts of the States.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would get the same lesson, quote, from just seeing some schlub be like, You're right. Guys are great. It's fine. You know what I mean? It depends on the guy. And they can't all be winners. But I did appreciate, I think they saw some of that and were like, hey, we can't just do this again. We have to go deeper and try to assist socially as well as just, like, give them a new blouse.
Yeah. That's what I liked about that episode is they didn't do, like, a room in her house. They did the church.
Yeah.
And they, or,
well, they cleaned up her bathroom, which was, like, a hoarder's nightmare.
Right, right. But, like, for the big, like, room.
It was renovation. A community center
exactly.
or something.
And that is, like, go down to New Orleans and, like, there are still people there who are fucked because of Katrina.
That's right.
Let's give them, you know, a home makeover / a home. Like,
yeah, let's put some fairy dust.
Yeah, do a whole community center or, like, things like that.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when you had homes like, or shows like Extreme Home Makeover or whatever they were called with, like, Ty Sheridan. And they would, you know, there were some shows where it's like, this family lost their house in a fire, so we're going to give them a new home. Stuff like that. That's great. That's a makeover for a good cause.
Yeah, yeah.
Not show your tits, honey.
Yeah, not because I'm sort of a fat guy.
Or,
who needs a new suit.
Who needs a French tuck.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, that
tan.
French tuck is the worst.
It doesn't look great.
Tan is the most annoying of the queer eyes. I'm going to put that out there right now.
That award for me goes to Anthony.
Oh God, Anthony.
He's
God help him. But he's the Canadian. I can't just be like, I hate Anthony.
But he's also definitely a sociopath.
No!
He's see it in the eyes.
He's fine.
Come on.
He's thinking about the acting parts that he's hoping to get after this show.
Yes.
That's in the back of his mind. He's just like, I'm going to pretend to be a cook, and then I'm going to get some gigs.
Jonathan Van Ness is a national treasure.
Yeah,
he's the best.
It's funny because the way I first started watching it, I'm going to be like, oh, this guy's going to be so fucking annoying. And then by the second episode, I'm like, oh my God, he's the best one.
Yeah.
He's the best one.
Yeah.
Because they all have their annoying moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the guy, who's the social guy?
Karamo.
Patronizing much.
Jerry.
He's like, let's talk about culture and why this is important. I'm like, shut up, Dad. Yes, gay men can have children.
Yeah.
Thank you for the continuous lesson. But you know what? I'm not in the conservative parts of the States, and maybe they have to keep putting that message in over and over.
Yeah, that's...
Because that's also why I try to give the show a break when I'm like, is this for two-year-olds? Like, what? And then I'm less like, Jerrica.
You gotta think
about the audience that's taking this show in, right?
Yeah, changing someone's perceptions
in
Podunk,
exactly.
Nowhere, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's still annoying.
For progressive Canadians, it's a bit much. But it's still a fun watch. One of my favorite makeovers is from Mulan. Oh, full stop, hey?
Yep, go for it.
We're gonna get into it.
She does get quite a makeover.
Yes. So there's a lot of problems with that movie. The song Be a Man, not great.
You think?
I mean, it's fun to sing when you're drunk, but, you know, the idea of that you have to be a man to be a protector, to be a warrior.
To do anything.
To do really anything. Yeah. That isn't, not aside from being a bumbling idiot. But, you know, she saves China.
Yeah, like, she's sure the does. One. Yeah, and she does.
And she keeps up with those guys, you know, and it shows, there's an attempt to show, like, women can do anything men can do, which in and of itself is a problem, because then you're still putting men above women and saying, no, you can do it too.
Yeah. Whereas reach for that rainbow.
It should just be equality. But that's not how, you know, 90s Disney movies worked. But I still think it, for a lot of young girls, especially at the time, I don't know how it translates now to younger people, because there are probably better media portrayals of the same kind of ideas.
Yeah. Once you have a Star Wars with a female protag, I don't know if you need a Mulan anymore.
Yeah. So are there any male transformations that you
makeovers? I couldn't think of anything except for Clark Kent. And that's not really a makeover, it's a disguise.
Yeah. There's not a lot.
No.
And when we do look at male makeovers, a lot of the times it was either for comedic effect, like we get Mrs. Doubtfire.
White girls.
White chicks, yeah.
White chicks. Mrs. Doubtfire, that's an interesting one to pull up, because he did do it for a reason.
Absolutely,
and even though it was a comedy for us, the character had a through line of what he was trying to do, even though it was stupid. And it never would have worked in real life.
It absolutely not.
But
it's Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go on this ride.
We're gonna take
with
it.
With you and Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah. And it was a good makeup job. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't, but it wouldn't work.
No. No.
It wouldn't work. No. But that's an interesting one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you get, like, a reverse makeover, essentially.
But again, it is more of a disguise, because he's not trying to look better.
Right.
Which is really what a makeover is.
Yeah.
But you mentioned
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes.
Which is a male-on-male makeover, which is my favorite.
Well, that sounds hot.
Ryan Gosling? Yes, please. Yeah, so it's Steve Carell. Have you seen his movie? It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
For a rom-com, I know you don't like rom-coms, but it's like, it's definitely one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Steve Carell, and his wife is played by Julianne Moore, and she leaves him for Kevin Bacon. And,
Hello. Yeah.
And he is trying to start dating again, and he sort of by happenstance meets Ryan Gosling in a bar, who's like this very put together, very chic, on it man. He feels very bad for Steve Carell, who is like, he's a dad, you know?
Yeah.
That's not, his looks are not what's important to him. So he kind of queer eyes him, but he's straight, but takes him to the mall. And
though in real life, he would be gay.
Yeah.
He's a metrosexual.
What straight man would be like, I'm going to take you to the mall, buddy. And we're going
to... Let's go to the mall, everybody.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, continue.
So he sort of redoes his look, gets him a haircut, and this, in the end, helps his confidence. And the inside should match the outside, and he looks good, so you feel good. My only problem with it is there's a lot of, like, hyper machismo, kind of like, you're a man.
Yeah.
You're a fucking man.
Yeah.
Be
a
man about it, buddy. What are you, a man?
That shit's
so it's like, okay,
whites helping whites.
Straights
helping straights.
They do.
Yeah.
Like,
feed the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah.
It's interesting to see, like, camaraderie and, like, you know, a guy helping a guy.
Yeah.
But again, from the male gaze, so it's there's no intimacy, there's no vulnerability. It's just trying to mask all of that to be a man so you can go and get laid and, like, it's all about getting women. So kind of, you know, in the same way that...
So it's a total reverse of the old school Breakfast Club thing.
Yeah.
Like, be a girly girl and...
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Be a man.
So we're seeing
man.
The ugliest sides of both genders.
This is the best of both worlds.
Showcased in these films, in a way.
Truly.
Right?
Yeah.
But you also mentioned a Marvel favorite that I wouldn't have ever thought of.
Mr. Stark!
Son of a bitch did it.
Yeah. I think we did it.
You actually did it.
How'd you feel?
Taller.
You look taller.
He is made over in the interest of being a war machine. So it's a very male makeover, right? Okay. He's a little scrawny guy.
Right.
Some of the best special effects I've ever seen, because they really made it completely seem like him. It is the most bizarre thing. And it's a body double, but it's his face.
And they just put Chris Evans' head
on. Well, no, it just his, like, they had to work his face digitally onto that, because he's even his head and neck would be too big.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's why it's so bizarre. Like, it looks so real.
Wow.
And they end up, because he's so, such a good guy, and so, like, they sort of, he gets put through by being in the army, even though he shouldn't have qualified, like, he's not strong enough.
Yeah.
And he does some stuff, like, he, when they, it's a false alarm, but they think there's a live grenade, and all these tough, mean guys run out of the way, and he throws himself on the grenade and stuff like that. Right. So they're like, okay, this is the guy. And they're gonna put him in this machine.
Yeah.
And then he turns into Chris Evans. It's a very scary scene. It's like a Frankenstein kind of transformation.
Yeah.
But talk about it. Like, that is, it's the full, like, male whore makeover. Like, when he steps out, he's like a god.
Full Village People.
Full, like, hairless, perfect, like, it, Chris Evans, I think, probably came close to having a heart attack every time he had to make one of these movies, because I've never seen someone so
jacked up.
Like, it wasn't necessarily, it's not a look good makeover, but it's almost, to me, again, for the spectacle of the male gaze, because they're turning him into their fantasy of a soldier, like a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. The all-American
man. Yes. Exactly.
Look what a man is.
Exactly.
The manliest
and
man.
The only thing that softens that a bit in comparison to something like you were talking about is that he is so good.
Sure,
and I think that, I mean, it's in, like, my dad's comment, we saw, like, we did the first Avenger, and then he said, this is what you wish America was like. Especially, I mean, and that was, he said that before all this. Like, I mean, poor America right now, it's a garbage pile.
Yeah.
This was even before that. You wish that was the real value standard, right?
Yeah.
Is this, like, apples and cheese kind of, and he
good
has
morals.
He has all the charming morals. It's a very, it's a tricky mix, and they trick you because he has all the charming morals of, like, a world like, yes, ma'am, and all that. But yet, he's not sexist, and he's not, you know what I mean? They sneak that stuff in too. So he's, like, this perfect person in a way.
Right,
who's super humble, but then just also coincidentally super good looking, like a fucking male supermodel. Right, like a, it's a G.I. Joe doll. But that, I mean, that is what, that's Captain America.
Yeah,
this is like American as apple pie, white as the day is long, but everything, like, so good.
Yeah.
So that you would never think, maybe this war is complicated because Captain America is so fucking awesome. And that's, it was a propaganda thing
at the time,
right? When they invented Captain America.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
And in the first Avenger, they use him as propaganda. Like, that's part of the whole thing. And he gets taught, he says, I want to actually fight in the war. I don't want to be like the war poster guy.
Yeah.
Right. And that, which is, so that was a great twist on it too.
Sure.
Was sort of rebelling from that comic book cartoon in a way. It's really interesting, but that was great that you brought that up, because I didn't think of that, and that was a makeover.
Sure.
It was just a terrifying makeover, because it's going inside you.
Right.
You know?
I mean, there's,
it's a procedure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of, because I was thinking about other mutants as well, or like Spider-Man. That's not really a makeover, that's a transformation.
Yeah.
Wolverine, it's not about his appearance.
But it is creating a...
It is creating...
A tool.
But I would still say that's more of a transformation than like a makeover.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he didn't look so damn good when he stepped out.
ScarJo in Ghost in the Shell. That's a makeover.
Yeah.
Because she became white.
Changing
you
her race.
You go from a Japanese girl to a white woman, honey.
Hey, that could be the future.
Probably is. I mean, they've already got...
speaking of procedures.
Cosmetic surgeries that, like...
That's what we wanted to go into.
Yeah.
Because this is going to a whole other level.
Yeah.
where it's a level of, if it goes right, great. If not, you'll be judged.
So very badly. Very badly. A prime example is Renee Zellweger. So she's got a makeover sequence in Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
One of the best makeover, like,
charming.
People love it. Yeah. Love it. Oh my God, look at her. She's getting her shit together. She's less frumpy. She's going to get her man.
Yeah.
She has a bit of plastic surgery in real life, and she gets dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
And it's like,
she didn't really even look that bad.
No.
She did look different, but definitely. It's just like...
Let a fucking woman live. And especially if you're going to put those values on screen, and you're going to have her be the face of those values, and then she says, I do want to look different. I just want to do something. Maybe it's for her. Maybe it's for her image. Maybe it's for her press team. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she does it. And then you go against her
for
it?
This, yeah.
That's...
Well, it's not just going... It was a complete shitstorm. It was completely out of control.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, people saw her. They were surprised. But it's just like, guys, come on. Like, what... That turns into a whole thing about, you know, why do we get these makeovers? What's the... Yeah. You know, what are we trying to do?
Yeah.
Because the audience... Is it just for audience? Is it just, like, did she not care about the outcome as long as it got press, or was she actually, like, I don't know.
Interesting.
Her of that, but it's just like, what did you think was going to happen? Because this happens over, this happens when somebody gets something not that obvious done.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Or somebody loses a few pounds, or they gain a few pounds, obsessed with change.
I remember there's one red carpet where Uma Thurman, like, I think she like underpainted her lips. Had her hair all slicked back. It looked like, oh, maybe you got some Botox.
Right.
I think it was just a look. I don't know. But again, people were like, what the fuck is wrong with Uma's fucking face? It's sad to see. And again, if it's for press, okay, what is your intention? What is, like,
I don't know if somebody would actually do that. It is going to be. Like, if you do that and then you show up on the red carpet without even giving it a chance to settle in, because some people do that.
Sure,
it's like, come on. You have to know it's not going to photograph well.
And you know what? I'm going to call myself out here for being a goddamn hypocrite. But when I saw Star is Born...
Yes. Yes, I remember we talked about it, because you said there's something that looks different.
About her face.
Yeah.
And Gaga has...
And remember I said, I thought she just put on a couple of pounds. Right. But you thought she looked a little, like, too much stuff was in her face.
There's some... I think...
Yeah.
Plumper in the lips.
Yeah.
A little bit of Botox.
Yeah.
Which is... see, and then I'm saying this, and I'm such a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
So, when I see her in the movie, it just takes me out of it. And it's the same with Nicole Kidman. If she doesn't let that Botox go, because Lord love a duck, she's amazing, but she does. If she can't move her face in a movie, it bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're playing a character who would have gotten some work done, who is just this icy, stone-cold... unmoving thing, great, fine. If you're playing
a regular person,
exactly, who probably couldn't afford it, who maybe that's not in line with their values, why can I tell?
Yeah.
Is that an unfair thing?
No, I don't. I get what you're saying, like, and especially with, you know, if it was something like A Star is Born, where she's supposed to be this, like, regular gal.
Who works at Drag Bar.
I mean, be honest, I could see a transformation. It didn't super bother me, because I didn't think she looked that weird. I thought you could look like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, totally. No, I could see she looked different.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it looked like she couldn't emote or use her face.
Right.
Like, I thought she still did pretty... And I mean, I didn't... This is a whole other... I didn't love the movie, mm-hmm. but I thought she did her job, and mm-hmm. she did... And I never thought she was, like, hindered by a weird, non-moving face. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. It's when their forehead doesn't change.
Yeah.
But I don't think she, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't in that area. Maybe, you know, she's not that dumb. She wants to do a good job in this movie.
No,
But that is a tough one.
Yeah.
And I think that actors do, Hollywood actors,
mm-hmm.
do too much. Hollywood has instilled a horror of age.
Yeah.
You never look younger, you just start looking odder.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And the odder you look, the less relatable you are. And then suddenly, you're not in movies anyway, whether you're old or young.
Look at Jennifer Grey. She had a nose job after Dirty Dancing, and she barely worked for years.
Yeah.
And so it's like, as a man, I feel so shitty saying that, because it's obviously men and some women, but mostly men, who are putting this pressure on women in Hollywood to be like, look, no, you can't. You want to play the mom forever? No, you got to look younger to play the wife still for this fucking fat ass Kevin James. So, you know, as a man, I'm like, who am I to say that? Who am I to put that into the world?
Yeah.
But it's something that I notice, and I think is an industry thing. It's worth talking about, because then hopefully relieve that pressure a little bit.
Everybody has something that somebody might want to use. So somebody like Jennifer Grey, it's like, if that always bothered her and it made her life worse, and she did that, and she thinks, you know what, it was worth it because I feel better, then fine.
Then great, absolutely.
But it better
great.
Be worth it, because it did take you out of the rut. Like, yeah. it took her uniqueness completely away.
Completely.
And she was already known.
Yeah, that's the
thing. That was the problem.
Two or three big movies
under
her belt.
Bueller.
Yeah.
And she was so funny and so iconic. And she was funny as a slightly funny looking girl.
Yeah.
Not ugly.
No.
Just a little weird and
just
a little off the beaten path.
Apart. Yeah.
And she got rid of that. And suddenly she was sort of like a beige Jennifer Aniston-ish type of person. There was something, we were watching a sitcom or something. And I was like, oh, that's Jennifer Grey. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I had no idea. It was a real... And maybe it did change her more than she thought. Because I think nose jobs are funny in that I feel like you don't... You ask for what you want, you go in, but you really don't know what it's going to be in reality until that bandage comes off.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
A nose can really change your face, or it cannot. You can get something really subtle. It can be almost like hardly anybody even noticed that you did anything. Or it could be that.
Which is when your face is... what gets you work, that's a tricky,
exactly.
That's a slippery slope. I think we're going to take a quick break here. I think we're going to...
We'll be right back.
Be right back. Don't go away, hey? Hey, don't go anywhere.
And we're back!
Had a pee, had a poo, oh no. I'm so sorry.
Destroyed
a little
the
too
place.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Ruining my public image.
Yeah.
My fans. What will they say? That's why they're here. So, Jerrica.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a makeover?
Well, I can think of one experience of having full makeup applied, just a makeup, and it being real bad.
Yeah? Like at the MAC counter?
No. I would never do that. Maybe I should. This was, and I'm not, during university, like, I was a makeup wearer. I still am. Like, it's not like I'm like, I hate makeup. I'm so butch.
I love your makeup, yeah.
Thank you. But I definitely had my own Ally Sheedy thing happening. It was a little more colorful, but it was very, like, concentrated at the eyes.
Okay.
And then if we were going to, you know, if it was a party or something, I also do a really loud lip.
Sure.
And I had to be in a wedding. There was a woman there to do the makeup of the bridesmaids. And I already had, like, my hair was, like, five different colors. And it was a church wedding. And I'd been told, like, we love you and we love the guy. I was like, all right. Like, as I said, like, do you want it? I can just let it go blonde. Like, you know what I mean? No, it's fine. Leave it all in. But it was not in the city. That way.
Sure.
Feeling other to begin with. Like the two other, everybody was very nice. The two other bridesmaids were small blonde ladies. And the makeup woman made it clear from the first second that she had no idea how to fix any of this. And kept saying, like, you have eyebrows like a man.
God.
He's like a man. And I was like, okay, Deborah, well, good luck. And by the time she finished with me, I looked like a 45-year-old drag queen.
Oh, God.
And I was like 21. Like,
what did
she still
do? Like, what?
And she put on so much brown.
Oh.
Like, she put on a lot. It was a lot of concealer, like, under. And I'd actually never, I don't think I'd ever use, like, a concealer.
Yeah.
Because I was 20.
You know,
21,
yeah.
Right? Like, you're pretty dewy.
Yeah.
She does all that. So that's, and it's all powdered down. And then it was just like a reddish brown lip, a graduated brown eye with like a brown liner.
Mm.
It was hideous. Like when I looked at it, I was just like, I look like a man.
Oh,
like for you know when that makeup, it crosses that line where you're just like, we're riding the gender wave. It's going the wrong way.
Just a bit too structured that
it
makes
was
your face
so,
looks.
Well, it took what was already kind of masculine and like popped it out. Because my face didn't look rounded anymore. It looked really, you know what I mean?
Because
the blush was kind of like, had a line
cutting
to it.
Cheek.
Yeah, like it wasn't, I mean, this was before the days of like all the contouring and everything, but
sure.
It was cutting. And I just wiped it all off and did it all over again.
Good for you.
I had to.
Yeah.
I thought, I can't go out like this with these two, like, little blonde girls. For all the people already going, forever, who's that, like, monster?
Oh my God.
I think I've given myself my own makeovers over the years. Like, the first time I decided to just shave it and do the mohawk, that was a big deal.
Sure. So what made you cut it off? Like, what was the impetus? Yeah.
I think part of it was just practical, but another part of it I feel like was a self-expression coming through.
Cool.
Not that I didn't never hated having it long. I loved having it long when it was the whole thing and it was Nirvana and everything like that.
Yeah.
But then you start going, but who am I? Like, that's following a thing. But then at some point you start thinking, but beyond that, you can still love all that, but you have to be your own person.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that was, it wasn't consciously thinking that, but that was definitely coming through. Like, no, I want this to be me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you go through like a clothing change as well? Like a style change, or was that kind of like this?
It was too part of the changing tide of fashion as well. But I did start going, I started going darker. I started getting things with, being in Toronto, there was so much more access to used clothing, but that was really awesome. Not just that was saying shitty Value Village, like shit that you don't really want that much.
Yeah.
So I think that was part of it, was just access that makes you start thinking like, okay, what do I want? Instead of when you're a teen and you're at home, it's partially what you want, but also people buy things for you.
Totally.
And it's sort of more of a mishmash, and you're sort of discovering, and you have to go through and pick what you like and what you don't like. What about you? Have you ever had a makeover?
No.
No.
I've done, I really want someone to like do full drag on my face. Yeah. I think I've got a good face for it.
Like, I think I look,
well, no, really, I just think I've got like structure.
I think that you, I think, do. Would suit.
My eyes are a bit hooded, so like whenever I try and do it, I
join,
can't.
The party.
Whenever I try and do it, if I don't, like, glue the eyebrows and block, which I don't know how to do, and it always ends up looking so, like, crunchy.
Right.
Then I can't really do anything with the eyes. It just has to go out, and this just makes my face look, like, longer. But if it goes up, I think that's kind of in line with my cheekbones.
Sure.
The lines.
Yeah, the whole tricksy thing.
I'm very vain. Like, I look at myself a lot, and I analyze these things. And we've got a lot of makeup at home, and we did one night, my partner and I stayed home, watched The Color Purple, got drunk, and makeup. And it just ended up being
like
shades
a shitty
of gold.
Mess.
I think I did like a full, you know, on All Stars when Detox did like that
black
forehead?
Yeah, the whole forehead. That
just
was it.
Just gold. Yeah. Just gold. And then I did a lip, and I tried to do it. It was a mess, but I was feeling myself. It was a lot of fun.
Sure, sure.
But in terms of like a makeover, I think, moving to Toronto, I had a bit of a style change for sure.
Yeah.
That's regressed.
You love that kale shirt. You love it.
I wear this shirt.
Every day.
Jerrica just brought me a new sweater. Thank God. Now I have three. But yeah, I started wearing like stuff that was a bit more tailored, because I was always wearing a lot of baggy stuff. I wasn't really happy with my body in university, and like I would just wear a lot of loose fitting stuff. Yeah, I lost some weight, and I was wearing stuff that was more form fitting.
Abs.
Nothing but abs. But I've always, the one thing that I've never really, I rarely think of like, how do I want to express myself? It's more like, how do I look?
Sure.
So now I want to start being like, what makes me happy to wear? And I feel like I'm finally at a point where I'm not scared to wear hammer pants if I want to wear fucking hammer pants.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm feeling confident enough to be like, what actually do I want to wear? Not like, oh, what's in style? What looks good? What's not going to like show my big thighs too much? Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the one thing that I've never really done is any big change with my hair. I did dye it blonde. I had it dyed blonde
it's
for
really
a show.
Really flowing now.
I think. Yeah. I'm growing it out.
Sure are.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Can you hear? Sorry if there's dandruff everywhere.
Ew!
Listen, I have psoriasis, okay?
Flare up again.
Yeah, I'm kind of at a point where it's like, let's do something
Lido
different.
Lido it out.
Yeah, God.
We want that magic touch. We were talking about the Marie Kondo. This exactly. is going to fix your whole life.
Yeah.
I think it does help aspects of your life, but you're not going to turn into a different person. You're yeah. just going to have a nicer set of drawers.
Yes. Yeah. One thing I'll say about the KonMari method, which my partner and I are going through now because we're moving, it helps me reprioritize so yes, much.
I agree.
So much. And that, interestingly, I'm taking into other parts of my life. And that's why I've been thinking about, like, I need to overhaul my look. Don't just wear what's clean.
Don't Alexander. Just take quarters because people give them to you.
Like, I was going through my clothes. I was like, I haven't bought half these. Half these are just free shit that I've gotten from doing theater shows, from the podcast, from my sister, my yeah. mother. Like, oh boy.
Oh, man.
I'm 30 now. I can't do this shit anymore.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. 30. That's a good age.
It's going well so far.
30's the new 20.
30. Yeah, I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to be in my 20s.
No, me neither.
Pay me.
Me neither.
It's been not, it's not even a month.
Full agony.
Oh, fucking minefield. Just never know what unexpected horror you're going to stumble across.
Yeah. That should be the tagline for our podcast.
Sure.
You never know what horror you're going to stumble across.
Is he going to bring up poo again?
Spoiler alert. Yes.
Well, this has been great. Like, it's yeah.
This has just been a fun old talk, going off topic, into sure. topic, around it.
Yeah. yeah. Complex, yeah. interesting. You know, I a lot of stuff that we talked about, I didn't expect to go into, and I'm so glad we did. I thought there was really interesting stuff.
That's hard hitting news.
Yeah, this is. You know what? Fuck CBC.
Do you love eyeshadow? Because we do. Looks great. Makes you look better. Think about that.
Are you gonna go back and rewatch some of your favorite movies from the 90s? Don't.
They're talking about a minefield. They're great.
Yeah.
There's still gems.
Like, there's
I might rewatch Clueless. We'll be back next month with our more regular movie comparison.
Oh, boy.
So excited.
Oh, boy.
This is going to compete for me with our Fly / William Hurt
yeah.
battle about to knock the other guy out with two insane movies. I won't let it slip.
No, we'll
but
keep
they're,
it.
But they're old, they're colorful, they're a joy, and I can't wait to go over them with you.
So join us next time for that, and in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. You know how to do the damn thing. Search Popular Parallax across all fronts except for Snapchat.
We hope you get the makeover of your dreams.
Yeah.
Until next time, bye!
Bye! Get into